You're allowed to say no.
I now call to order the regular scheduled meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals. Notice of this meeting, the time, the date, place, and the agenda was published as a legal notice on January 2nd, 2017 in the Aiken Standard. Notice to contiguous property owners was mailed and signs posted about the same time, on or before January 4th, 2017. Notice of this meeting was sent by January 20th to the city webpage for posting, to the city clerk for posting on the Financial Administration Notice Board, the Municipal Building Notice Board, at least 24 hours before this meeting. Agenda sheets were mailed or emailed to interested parties. As a reminder, it is unlawful for any person giving testimony to this board knowingly provide false information, and that's according to Section 22-9 of the Aiken Municipal Code. Each infraction is a separate offense with a penalty of up to 30 days in jail and or a fine of $1,092.50. Any person that wishes to receive copies of today's proceeding, we ask that you sign the sign-up sheet just beyond the double doors. And when you're addressing the board, please occupy the cubicle in front of us and please state your name and your address. To the board, you have received copies of the October 25th, 2016 regular meetings. Do you have any, are there any comments or corrections to the October 25th board meetings?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the meeting, the minutes of the October 25th meeting be approved.
Second. It's been properly moved and second that the minutes from the October 25th board meeting be approved. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion show by raise of the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. An announcement, we will sign the orders resulting from that meeting, the final orders resulting from that meeting at the end of this meeting. They are not available at the present time, so we will sign them at the end of this meeting. We'll move to item three. Now is your chance to get rid of me. And we'll have the election of officers. And within your packets, you have received copies of the minutes, the rules governing the election of officers. So at this time, I declare the office of president as open to the floor for nominations.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to nominate Larry Ogletree. Oh, treasurer. You don't want to be treasurer, do you? Okay. Oh, secretary. Whatever it is. Okay. I thought we did president first. We're not usually
chairman.
Doing president.
Let's do chairman. Chairman, president.
Okay.
I second that.
You're my president anyway. Okay.
It's been properly moved and seconded. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, are there any discussions? Those in favor of the motion to nominate Larry Ogletree as chairman of, for the Zoning Board of Appeal, should by raising your right hand. It's unanimous. The floor is now open for the position of vice chair, vice president.
I'd like to nominate Ms. Turner as, to continue as vice chairman.
I'd like to second that.
With John or Nancy first?
Yes,
John.
Sir.
Would John second the motion to nominate Judy Turner as vice chair? Do we have any other nominations? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion show by raise of the right hand. Mm-hmm. And it's unanimous, she voted for herself. We need to select a secretary for the Board of Zoning Appeal. And I have to indicate that I think our planning director plans to make an appointment at some time for a staff person to fill the position of secretary to this board. So in the meantime, I would like to toss out the name of our acting director, Mr. Ryan Bland, as the acting secretary to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
And
that's in the form of a motion.
Second
by Pat. Do we have any other nominations? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion show by raise of the right hand, and it's approved unanimously. Thank you. Also included in your package, the item B under new business, and that's the adoption of the 2017 meeting schedule and the application deadline dates for submittal to the planning department in order for items to come before us. Are there any corrections or additions to the schedule that you received? The floor is open for discussion of this of the schedule.
Looks good to me.
I'll make a motion that it be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
The 2017 regular meeting dates be adopted.
The motion is made by Bud Cowan and seconded by Judy Turner. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion show by raising the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. I call your attention to application 17-93004. That's a request for a variance for the rear yard requirement for tax parcel 122-11-11-010. And that's at 99 Trailwood Avenue. And the request is from 19 feet to 15 feet. The property is zoned residential multifamily high density REMH to the city. Has this been properly posted?
Yes, it has.
Any inquiries that you wish to share with the board?
We had one adjoining neighbor came into the office for some additional information. When he left, he merely said he was not opposed.
Okay. Would you have a presentation for us, please, Greg?
Sure. Subject property is in Robinwood Estates, which is on the south side of East Pine Log Road. The address is 99 Trailwood Avenue. It's also known as Lot 53 of Section 1C of the original subdivision plat. As the chair indicated, the request is for variance from the rear building setback. In our residential lots, the rear building setback is determined by the depth of the lot. For this lot, it had been calculated to be 19 feet. The request is to be able to locate the house on the property 4 feet into that setback, leaving a 15-foot rear setback. Your agenda packet has a number of items in it. One is an aerial photograph. It's Exhibit C, shows the lot outlined in a red dashed. Two things I want to call to your attention that are visible on that aerial photograph. One is that previous lot line for this property is shown as a black dashed line. It's just a short distance to the west. That'd be to the left as you're looking at that aerial photograph. So the lot has been reduced in size as a result of that 20-foot section on the west side having been deeded to the adjoining property owner.
Excuse me, so this reflects the original plat, not the reduced lot size, the lines.
I'm sorry, say again?
The lines here reflect the original
the plat. The red dashed lines reflect the current lot. The black dashed line, which is to the left of the lot.
Okay, I see it. I see the black.
That's a little difficult to see on your aerial, but you say that's a 20-foot
right.
distance between the old property line and the new property line.
Right. The lot at 99 Trailwood was reduced in size by a 20-foot strip on its western boundary. The other thing I wanted to point out to you in that aerial photograph is that the driveway for the adjoining property, it's the one with the parcel number ending in 007, the driveway does encroach on 99 Trailwood Drive. The other exhibits, a combination of showing you the original lot as was plotted in, when the subdivision was created, that's Exhibit D, and then of course a number of aerial photographs or site photographs of the property as seen from the street. The very last item that, in the agenda packet, Exhibit G, is a picture of the type of house that the applicant wishes to build at 99 Trailwood Drive. The picture in Exhibit G is actually a house that's located just three or four lots away that was constructed last year.
Greg, does Exhibit D, mm-hmm. When viewing, and I am sure that the board has viewed the property, but when viewing the property, there's a drainage ditch at the very end. Does Exhibit D reflect that drainage ditch, or should I address my question to the applicant?
You might want to ask the applicant. Right off the top of my head, I don't recognize. Are you talking about the drainage way that's behind
right, yes.
Lots 48 through 51?
Right.
Since he owns those lots as well, you may want to ask him about that.
Okay. Other questions to the city by the board?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
John?
Does a rear yard depend on the orientation of the lot, or would it depend on the orientation of the house on the lot?
The rear yard is determined, well, it's the portion of the lot that does not front on the street, obviously the rear lot line. The depth of that rear setback is calculated by the average depth of the lot.
Okay.
And in this case, since this lot is on a very irregular shaped section of the right-of-way for Trailwood Drive, the 19-foot setback represents the average depth of the lot.
In Exhibit D, it appears that the house is turned sideways on the lot with the front door opening to the what would be the side yard. That does not become the front yard, does it?
No, the drawing in Exhibit B, the front of the house is immediately adjacent to the 20-foot front setback.
Exactly. Which is a side yard.
No, it is the front yard.
No, I'm sorry. How is the house going to be oriented on the lot? Is that long side going to be the front? Yes.
This is the front of the house. This is the front door. Side, rear.
It doesn't look like anything having to do with section or Exhibit G. It seems like the house is turned on its side.
entrance, if you recall.
Faces the street?
Faces the street.
The garage faces the street, not the side yet.
Right. This is the garage.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Thank you.
Start that and then
in my experience, which has been fairly long, I don't recall ever having a case where we had a calculated rear setback. The question is, why in this particular case?
There are all residential setbacks are calculated.
Okay.
Yeah.
If this lot is an RMH. Right. Which surprised me. I thought it was going to be an RH, RS. Mm-hmm. They all seem like RS. Would that have made a difference?
No, because in Table 421 of the zoning ordinance, the rear yard for all residential districts except residential stable,
yeah.
The rear yard in all residential districts, both single-family and multifamily, is calculated based on the depth of the lot. This situation is a little unusual because the front of this lot is curved, so we had to calculate an average depth because...
And that average depth applies to all of those lots in that development. I assume this is a PR.
Yeah, no.
No, it wasn't?
No, it was developed under RMH.
Okay. One other question. You have in the third paragraph, this the driveway, you mentioned the driveway is an encroachment. It says it will likely have to be relocated. The question is, if it's not, if the owner agrees that it does not, it has no effect on his variance
or the outcome. No, no matter whether the variance is granted or not, when this lot is developed, that driveway will become an issue.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Variance doesn't affect it.
Okay. But you just said the driveway will become an issue if the lot is developed. Is that?
Yes.
Do you know on that drawing there, that sketch, where the driveway would fall in relation to the exterior wall?
The driveway on the adjoining property?
Yes.
Yeah, it would fall approximately to the 20-foot easement line.
Okay.
As there's a wall from the property line onto the adjoining property.
Would you also tell me, okay, and you may have said this, and I kind of heard, the front depth is 20 feet.
Yes.
Is that a required 20
yes.
feet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Front and side setbacks are all specified in the ordinance. The rear setback is calculated
okay.
in the ordinance.
Thank you.
Do we have any further questions to the city?
I do.
Oh, Nancy.
In looking at Exhibit C, I just want to ask this. I believe you said that letters were sent to all the adjoining properties. Was it sent to the back property that ends in 009?
Yes.
Okay, and you didn't hear anything?
No.
Okay.
I heard from the adjoining property owner, but not 009.
You heard from 007.
Heard from 008. This is beginning to sound like a British spy novel.
But you didn't hear from either side, either 005 or 007.
The applicant owns 005, and no, I did not hear from 007.
Yeah, okay. 005 looks like it's got some construction going on
mm-hmm.
on that line.
Yes.
So if this isn't granted, the house can't be moved forward because of the front line. It would have to be made smaller.
Yeah. Or a variance from the front setback. But yes.
Smaller house or variance back or front?
Any further questions to the city? Thanks, Greg. Mr. Carnegie? please, come read yourself into the minutes, please. Your name and your address.
My name and address?
Yes, please.
Virgil Carnegie, 2781 Healing Springs Road, Blackville, South Carolina.
Thank you.
29817.
We've all received copies of the staff report. Do you wish to embellish the staff report or just respond to questions to and from the board?
Okay.
I assume that you just respond questions from the board.
Okay.
Judy.
Mr. Carnegie, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Okay. It was so nice today. He was out on the property when I was there, and thank heavens, because there are no stakes and anything, so I was really up, whatever. Let me ask you something. Could this house plan be reversed so that the lawn part is on the other side? Would that make a difference in the distance from the back, the 19 feet?
It would be worse because the other side is a little bit shorter in distance.
Is it? Okay. And it can't be moved forward because of the plans and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
How wide is that drainage ditch in the back? I didn't go on the property because of the mud and the recent rain, and I was afraid to. But I was wondering, how wide is that drainage ditch in the back?
Sir, I'm not sure. But that drainage ditch does not adjoin this lot. It adjoins lot 05.
Drainage ditch is back here,
okay.
And this is the lot we're doing.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Other questions?
Yes. Well, the question before us is the request for a variance on the back lot line. I'm interested to know about the encroachment of the driveway on the adjacent that allows access to the adjacent property that appears to be off the easement that has been granted to the adjacent property owner.
Sir, I don't think it's going to be a problem because I talked to him about me reconstructing the driveway and him giving me that 20 feet back. He didn't want to do that because he wants to keep that distance between his property and the house I want to build. So that will stay, and he can use that 20 feet to go into his driveway and back out.
But you don't see that as presenting a problem with what you intend to construct here?
No, and I talked to him, and he didn't seem to have any problem with the back. You just don't want me to get closer.
Mr. Kinney, this is your property. Do you plan to live? This is going to be your residence.
No, sir.
No.
No, I'm a builder.
Okay.
So I have a client who wants to build this particular floor plan on this particular lot.
Okay.
So that's why I'm here.
So the condition of buying this lot is approval for the variance so that the house he wants will fit on the lot?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And when I originally bought this property, there's seven lots there in that circle there, that section. The plat that I have says this is an easement. Well, later, then I'm told that it's been deeded to the neighbor. I was told it was deeded to the neighbor. My plat said it's an easement, but it is deeded to the neighbor, so I can't.
Now, is that the neighbor on 008?
007.
007.
Yeah.
The secret agent.
Right.
Okay.
And Mr. Carnegie, you told me earlier it looked like it was going to be a road there that, you know, going through, but it has a house behind it, nothing else. I guess it won't be.
But it looks like that was an easement, though, that went all the way through from Trailwood over to Mallard Lake, based on the plat, based on this plat here. And it could be a utility easement, or it could have been a future road, but right now it's still an easement.
Right.
And it could be on lot number 26 also. Although it's not shown on that.
Oh, okay.
But on this plat, it looks like there's an easement that goes all the way through. But not knowing that what that back lot looks like, and whether or not that easement is still there, we wouldn't know by this information that you presented us here. But be that as it may, it appears that there's no problem with the back property owner if we granted this for this variance.
I asked her, I don't have it in writing, just the verbal. I asked her, and she says she has no problem.
Hey, Mr. Kinnegy, I need to apologize. My eyes played tricks on me, and I took the 5, 4, and 8. So my question was directed, should have been directed to 005. Further questions?
The driveway, as it is now, appears to come on to the lot 10, right?
Yes. I mean, at the 20-foot beyond, I could cut that off. I'm going to have to do a little bit of that. Once I get into it, I can tell a little more, but yes.
Is that an official easement he has? Or is he just kind of claimed that land?
No, he has official. And when they repaved Trailwood Avenue, they repaved that and they went beyond the 20 feet.
Okay.
So if I get it right, there's a section of his paved driveway that's not on the easement, that's on your property. Is that right? A small triangular piece of asphalt that really is beyond his easement.
Okay. The part that's beyond the 20 foot is on my property.
Okay.
And I may have to cut some of that out to make the property, my property, appealing.
That's what it looks like from just doing some sketching and looking at the site and going back and putting that little pencil to paper here. It looks like there's still a portion that's on your lot, not on the easement.
Yes.
And that's a symbol. That's between you and the property owner.
I can handle that part.
Yes, sir.
One last question, Mr. Chair. I think the logic of my last question really came out. You are the owner-developer of of the lot. You are really making this application as an agent on behalf of your buyer. Is that correct?
Yes.
To me, this is an important point because if Mr. Kinnegy wanted to build a larger house to increase the value of this, then I think we have a problem because we can't let the increase in economic value affect our decision. But it's his buyer's desire to build the proposed house.
Do we have any further questions from the board to Mr. Kinnegy? Thank you. Do we have others to speak to the variance request? State your name and address, please.
Hi, Nancy Sarah, 213 Box Elder Drive in Aiken. I am the buyer's realtor, and the only thing I would like to add to what Mr. Kinnegy said is that This is a wonderful single lady who is retiring from another state to Aiken. She has chosen Aiken as the place where she wants to live out the rest of her life. When she first visited Aiken, I took her to see a number of different properties, a number of different homes that were built by different builders, and she absolutely fell in love with Mr. Kanegi's home that he had built, as has been stated before, on another lot in this neighborhood. She absolutely loves this neighborhood for its look, for its location, and of all of the homes that she saw, she said to me, "This is who I want to have build my home." And we were supposed to actually go see another builder later in the day, and she said, "I don't need to do that. I'm very comfortable with Virgil. I'm comfortable with the quality of home that he builds, and I love that house that he built. But I would like, it's very important to me," she said, "to be able to build this home on a lot that is flat, because there are other lots that Mr. Kanegi is developing there, and most of them have somewhat of a slope." Her being a person who is just now retiring and thinking that she's going to live there for quite some time, it is a single family home, which was important to her, and she wanted to make sure that she had as little slope as possible, which is what made this particular lot the only one in the neighborhood that would work for her. So she is, as I say, to sum it up, she would love to live on Trailwood. She would love to have this particular house because it suits her in terms of its layout, and she would like to have this particular lot because it suits her because of the fact that it is not sloped like the other ones.
So she's in total agreement with Mr. Canadian negotiating for the variance.
Absolutely. She could not be here. She is in another state. So, but she has been waiting patiently for this day and said to me earlier today, "Please let me know as soon as you leave the meeting."
Thank you. Questions? Some of the work? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Final call. Do we have others to speak to the variance request? Do we have others to speak to the variance request? Seeing, hearing none, the chair would entertain a motion so we can enter a period of discussion.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I make a motion to approve the variance request. Approval to reduce the rear yard requirement from 19 feet to 15 feet. Final order to be recorded in the RMC office. I believe it meets all the criteria.
Second. But second the motion. Do we have any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I thought we had all of the questions answered during our discussion earlier about what it is, and we appreciate Mr. Kanegi being so kind today, showing me around the lot, and I'm sorry that y'all didn't get the benefit of that. But it makes a lot of sense with the position of the house on the lot and the addition of that 4 feet, I guess it is.
I have to add that he did check my credentials as I drove out and took a look at the lot.
Okay.
Well, I looked at the lot between rainstorms on Sunday afternoon, but I too did not walk the lot because of the mud and everything, but I could very well see generally what the intent was. My only concern when the flag was raised about the adjacent property owner's driveway, but that's an issue that's not, we don't need to address
that
here. You don't need to do that with the adjacent property owner.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, show by raising your right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. With that, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
How about the minutes? I mean, the orders.
Orders after the meeting.
Okay.
I move that we adjourn.
I second.
Move and second by Nancy. That, Judy, that is not a vote of motion. We stand adjourned.